Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's almost guaranteed to make your day a little brighter and happier. With me today is the prestigious Karen Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author.
And our other host, who's always here too, is Sean Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And now he's a business owner and all-around awesome human and dog owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is about giving you life tips and writing tips and helping you have a quirky, happy... What, Sean? Life? Quirky, happy life.
Existence, occasional writing career.
All of that. All of that right here with us. So like, subscribe, share, be weird.
Own a dog.
And own many.
Random thought time.
Okay, we're doing a recording and it's a random thought time. By me.
No, it wasn't the training. The training was fantastic.
No, it really wasn't.
It was as good as it ever could have gotten, considering the other factors.
In which everything went wrong. There was no AV, there was no...
That's audiovisual.
Do you think 80-year-olds are listening to this? I bet everybody knows what audio... Anyways! I mean,
you can just sum it up, okay? A little tiny urban storefront church that just opened and has nothing... But chairs and tables they got from the Goodwill, where they frequently host like AA or NA meetings, because that's what it felt like when we first walked in.
We walked in and everybody was in chairs pushed up against
the wall.
Oh, no one was at the tables, and it was so scary. And I actually said, can you tell me where the Rotary meeting is? And it was there!
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a training, it's not a normal Rotary meeting. Anyways, they tried, but everything failed, and it's okay. It's okay. But it wasn't the easiest 3 hours of my life. So now we're on our way back home.
Where we're going to be late.
To
a
party.
Very important costume party.
It's an SNL party. You're laughing.
That sounds naughty. Saturday Night Live is what she meant. Themed. Hey, SNL themed.
Again, do you think everybody's 80 who's listening to the podcast? They
know
about me.
You know, if I was listening and I heard SNL, I was like, man, that is some freaky crap.
That's not SNM.
I know, but I wouldn't even have registered the difference. That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, your brain is in the gutter. Anyways.
If there's any stupid listeners like me, then I'm helping them out.
We've been in the car too long. We had a very difficult day. We had to stop at Walmart for our costume.
Accessories.
Accessories. But I didn't find a headband. And we're going to be the Spartan cheerleaders.
Cha-cha-boo-che, cha-cha-cha-boo-che.
So we've been trying to learn the cheer the entire way home. While in the car, sitting down. Which is kind of hard.
Well, just hard for the actual moves.
And Sean was just like, what's the point if we don't even get to do the party cheer? The cheer at the party, man. What's the point? And I was like, the point is the journey, and we bonded together to learn the cheer. And Sean said...
I don't remember what I said.
You said something super negative, Bae.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I called you Bae!
I said what I wanted to do. Never mind. I said that thing about me being a male cheerleader and you being a female cheerleader.
That's not what you said. You said there's no point.
That was before. And
you said
there is because
no
we bonded.
And you scoffed at that.
I scoffed at that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, no, I didn't.
See, I'm totally fine with just not even going to the party and just hanging out at home and eating the pizza rolls that we bought for the party because we're high class like that.
So am I.
We got a giant bag.
120.
We thought it was like in character.
It is.
For high school cheerleaders to bring to a party?
We were looking for Boone's Farm for Carrie for wine, but don't have any. I don't know if they even make that stuff.
I don't know either. I didn't drink in high school, so I don't have.
Me neither.
I'm working hard to try to get this.
I don't think.
You totally drank in high school, liar.
No, I didn't.
What?
No.
What?
Did I?
Yes.
Okay, maybe. But not much. I was at least a senior.
Well, I didn't. I was a DD. us designated drivers to all of you over 28. I was a designated driver, and I didn't have a license.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know. So it's the only illegal thing I've ever done in my life was drive.
100 times.
I would drive drunk people home with no license because I'd rather go to jail than have my friends kill people.
Oh my God.
I know.
Are you still trying for sainthood?
I wasn't. I was really like.
She's not even a Catholic anymore.
I was such a good girl. I was so good. What happened to me?
Saint Gary, the patron saint of good girls.
Shut up. I used to be so good.
Who aren't really good.
And self-sacrificing. I was totally ready to get, like, arrested.
I know, because it would have met your martyr quota.
Yeah, it probably would have. And
well, I may not get to save Bono and die, but at least I went to jail for you.
All right, for those of you who don't know me, my lifelong ambition as a fifth grader was to die taking a bullet for Bono, the lead singer of U2.
And seventh and eighth.
Shut up. I had a very elaborate fantasy life. And I was going to rush the stage and prevent a sniper somehow from hitting him, take the bullet myself, and die. And then all of Ireland would mourn me because I was so good and kind and self-sacrificing. Kind of like Jesus, that...
Don't compare yourself
to Jesus. Dude, it's such a white girl savior complex. And then
yeah, but you were so thin, it would have killed both of you.
And so then Ireland would have been at peace way earlier than when George Mitchell, senator from Maine, brokered that peace treaty. To be fair, wait, can I tell another story?
Wait, this is the real outcome. Somebody fires a bullet at Bono. Carrie leaps in front of the bullet, which shatters her spine. It would have just gone right through Bono's side harmlessly, but it breaks up upon impact with her spine, and all the fragments end up killing him.
Don't ruin my dream.
So you're not actually...
Don't ruin my dream.
All right, anyways, what was the next story?
All right, so my very first story I ever wrote was Star Trek fan fiction. Don't groan. My very first story I ever wrote was Star Trek fan fiction. I was like in fourth grade. It was for my brother because I mistakenly thought my cool jock brother was into old original series Star Trek. It's a long story about why I thought that. I was obviously stupid.
Cha-cha, Bucci.
Anyways, don't interrupt my story, man.
I wasn't.
And so that whole story, like, they had an insert for a character, because, you know, I'm in fourth grade. So the main character, her name was Cassie. My name is Carrie, right? She had brown hair and glasses. I had brown hair and glasses. She had a bowl cut. I had a bowl cut. And
there's no similarities beyond that.
Everything was similar.
I know.
And so they rescued her from Earth in the 1980s and transported her on the Starship Enterprise into a world of galactic peace. Everyone fell in love with her. Everyone fell in love with her. Uhura, Spock, Kirk, Dr. McCoy. But then...
This story explains so much.
And then she has to take a phaser hit to save Captain Kirk and create international peace. The Klingons and the Romulans are all cool because, wow, look at this human sacrificing herself. And she had such a bomb diggity funeral. It was amazing. And that is all you ever need to know about me.
Except that you hold William Shatner at the same level as Bono.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
But when I was a little kid, I wanted him to be my dad.
How are you making me take you out and drive you around at night still?
What are you talking about?
Are you waiting for the
aliens to come
and get you in the spaceship Enterprise?
But doesn't that, I mean, it explains me.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Most of it. Writing tip of the pod. Was sort of scary, especially for Carrie. Her worst case scenario of presenting happened. She was scheduled to give a 4-hour seminar on public image. But when she arrived, the place wasn't unlocked. There was no water. But worse, there was no AV as in audio. It was not pretty. And in fact, it was literally not pretty. And then, after that was over, we went to a party. A Saturday Night Live themed party. And because our friends are good at peer pressure and we were dressed as Spartan cheerleaders, we stunted. And Karen had to jump on my back in a short skirt with modesty shorts. And she was so nervous that she actually got sweating. She got sweating, which I didn't even notice.
I was so scared I sweat. I never do that.
So it turns out that Carrie was totally afraid to do a cheering stunt. Maybe she just didn't have any faith in me, but it went well.
It was because I'm old and I have broken knees. And Sean had to face his fear by actually performing the Spartan cheer in front of other people. And I thought he'd be totally cool with that. He was not totally cool with that. It took him hours of party before he did that cheer. And then he only did it in front of two people.
Hey, gotta start somewhere.
Anyway, writing like living can be full of fear. And over on The Right Practice by Jeff Elkins, he tells of the three tricks to overcome your fear of writing. So how does he deal with fear? His three tips are, he names that fear, he leans into that fear, and he meditates through that fear. I'm not good at meditating, but whatever. And he also has an awesome idea for desensitizing yourself from fear, which is do you want to make music?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Writing tip of the pod.
Oh.
Take 15 minutes to write something that scares you. Maybe it's a scene you've been avoiding in your work in progress. Maybe it's a story you've been nervous to start. Maybe it's a letter you're scared to write. Maybe it's a resignation letter for a rotary. But as you work... Sorry. As you work, if fear raises its head, try one of the techniques that Jeff Elkins has to work through it. And we have a link to that blog in our blog. Dogs are smarter than people.
That was quick and short, painless.
I know, man.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, because here comes the dog tip of the pod.
For life.
For life. It's a tip for life. So, dogs obviously have all kinds of fears, just like people do. When dogs have fears, well, this is what Sparty says. When dogs have fears, we use treats to encourage them for brave behavior. We don't force them out of their safe places, and we don't shove their fear in their face and shout, "Get over it, buddy!" No, never mind. We don't do that for sure. Because that's not cool. Just like you kind of don't do it to a human, right? We deserve to give ourselves the same respect. Reward yourself for being brave. Don't insist on pushing yourself into your feel too hard and too fast. Did I say fear or feel?
Feel. Don't push yourself into your feel.
I meant fear. It's feel stands, but I meant fear.
Yeah.
So.
Good dog tip there.
Lean into it, meditate through it, and open your eyes when it's done.
Boom! You got this.
Yeah.
Roll call! Cha cha boutre, cha 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 boutre. Roll call!
Teen spirit. I don't do drugs, so check me out.
Cha cha boo-che, cha 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 boo-che. Roll call.
My name is Craig. I did drugs once. I am a Spartan, so check me out. So check us out.
U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
You
looking from me, you ugly. You ugly. So cute.
Not cute.
Oh, crap.
It's kind of the opposite.
Whatever. Spartan Pride.
You're trying to put him down. Yay, Spartan.
Woo.
Our goofy, quirky, and somewhat unpredictable podcast.
It's always unpredictable, baby.
Like, I can't predict when Sean's gonna interrupt me.
You took a long breath.
Like that. Anyway, for the written words that go with this podcast, so it's a little bit more predictable, check out The Dogs Are Smarter Than People Feed, or the Carrie Jones
Books.
Dot blog. You can find out more about my books, more about us, like and subscribe to us, share us to all your friends.
Yes, please do so. And send us some money or something.
We don't have a way to send money. That doesn't
seriously
happen for us.
Seriously. Download a recording. I want to start building the library of snores.
Yeah.
And we let that
snores
go for months.
Yeah.
Send us some recordings of either yours or your beloved's or the neighbor you can hear through the wall. Whatever. Record snores.
Snores.
Yeah.
And for
like
reference.
How long should they be? Oh, my lips were still moving. I'm
Dude,
so sorry.
That was a long pause. And I don't ever get out. Oh, gosh. Never mind.
Go for it. Go, baby.
Because I was going to say we could set up bets for how soon before I scream at you. Okay, so the shout out for this week is the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and it's made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's the artist and what's the song? It's Night Out by Broke for Free. And if you wanted to figure out what the Library of Snores is, you can check out our podcast backlist on iTunes, Stitchers, Audible, and a whole bunch of other random places and look for Library of Snores.
Yeah. I had to wait like 7 seconds or whatever it was. So I don't get in trouble. Thanks for listening, though, folks.
Thank you.
I love you, baby.
You stuttered saying
it. I'm scared. I don't want you to stop recording. I'm afraid what's going to happen after the cameras get shut down.
So many
the microphones.
So many things.